From the Cobol Cuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here to wake you up, get you up, and get ready for a great day in the Lord. That's right here from the Cobol Cuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. That's right, we've been here 40 years. And of course, I've been around here at KUVO for the last 15 years. But we are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. You know, you can always tune in to the Gospel Train during the week 24/7 online at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, today is the day. That's right. I want you to come on out to the Colorado Black Arts Festival. It's our last day. Especially check out the gospel stage. I will be there with KUVO and many, many others, with my niece, Roslyn. And we are going to get the gospel train rolling with a great, great program as the gospel train takes you from the 1900s to the present day times. I have the honor of having none other than Brother Chris Hearns with me today. He's riding on the train right now. So he's going to tell us more about his performance out there today. So come on out, bring your family, friends, and bring your chairs. From 12 to 6, we'll be there. All aboard is from 12 to 2, and showtime begins from 2 to 6 p.m. So keep it locked right here on the gospel train as we roll down the track. We're coming to you with a blessing. None other than Hezekiah Walker, the Racy Brothers. I got Karen Clark Shear and Kevin, Reverend James Moore, and many, many more. So keep it locked right here on the gospel train.
Let me hear the worshipers.
God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing.
It's to our God.
Hey. I count it as a blessing just to be able to brag on Jesus. I feel like it's a privilege, yeah.
Call on his name.
I count it as a blessing
to brag on Jesus.
I feel like it's a privilege just to be able to look around and see what the Lord has done. Can I get me a witness? What about you sitting over there? Sitting in the amen corner. Come on and put your hands together.
I count it as a blessing.
Let me tell you something. I feel like I'm blessed. I know that I'm blessed. When I look back over my life and when I see where he's brought me from. Just keep on.
when I think of all you've done.
This is for Frank Williams. I will trust in the Lord. Treat everybody right.
Oh,
You're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. It's nothing like Peace Be Still by Reverend James Cleveland. I do want to put a reminder that my prayer request goes out to Paulette Mosley. Prayer, I just hope that God may have his way in her life. She had a serious stroke last night. And we just want to send out some prayers to her and her family for strength as she is in Texas. She was planning on moving back to Denver, but now she has encountered something. So please put her on your prayer list. Also, I want to remind you that the annual Brick City Picnic is Saturday, July 26th from 12 to 7 p.m. at the Matizo Curtis Park. That's 32nd, 31st, and Curtis Park. They're going to have games, food, resources, and lots of fun. So the city services, health and wellness, employment opportunities, housing, and many, many more. So for more information, give Tanya a call at 720-436-9331. That's Tanya, 720-436-9331. That'll be going on July 26th. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Also, I want to remind you, put on your calendar that September 29th. That's Linda Theus Lee. She's going to have her big band. And that's going to be none other than at Dazzle's. And we're going to give you more information, but the door is always open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7:30. So as we get closer, we're going to give you more information and probably have her on the show. So remember, today is We Are, the Colorado Black Arts Festival, and that's the gospel stage is going to be rolling, rolling, rolling. We're going to give you some history. That's right, all the way from the 1900s to the present time of what gospel is all about. So come out, bring your family blankets, and have a good time with us. We're going to be bringing you none other than Chris Hearn, who's going to tell us more about it, coming up right after this.
Join Rocky Mountain PBS Kids on Saturday, July 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at E.B. Raines Jr. Memorial Park in North Glen
for Rocky Mountain PBS Kids Fest, free for the whole family. Fun, games, and resources with child-centric community partners.
Meet and greet with PBS Kids, characters old and new.
This year featuring Daniel Tiger,
Arthur,
Clifford,
Zeke, Buddy, Super Y,
and Carl.
Become a journalist, DJ, engineer, or TV programmer in Rocky Mountain Public Media Playtown.
Splash around in the park.
And make memories with friends and family.
Register today at our main event page to let us know you're coming.
Support for KUVO by the 4th Annual Nederland Jazz and Wine Festival, featuring diverse live jazz, wine, food, and art. Saturday, August 23rd in Nederland's Chipeta Park. Tickets at nedjazzwine.com. NEDjazzwine.com.
I invite you to accompany me weekdays beginning at noon for an exciting episode of Lunchtime at the Oasis on Kuvo Jazz. Yours truly, Aitudo Gomez, will share new arrivals, classic vocals, and I'll honor the daily birthday celebrants with a side of Latin jazz to spice things up. That's weekdays at noon, right here on Kuvo Jazz.
The Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture
presents the 39th Annual Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Friday, July 11th through Sunday, July 13th at Denver City Park West.
It's a vibrant three-day celebration of African American arts, culture, and community.
Enjoy a weekend filled with live music, visual art, cultural storytelling, and delicious food that reflects the rich traditions of the African diaspora.
Take time to explore the festival grounds and support over 80 local artists, creatives, and Black-owned businesses in the marketplace.
For more details, go to colbaf.org.
We're celebrating 40 years of being your oasis in the city, right here on KUVO.
Hi, this is Charles Guilford III from Denver and grew up in Aurora, and I have been listening to KUVO for over 30 years since I was a little boy. I remember being a young man growing up and listening to music that my father would enjoy and jazz, and that being almost a commonplace for us to be able to understand not only multiple generations, but just how we can enjoy the shared music together. That said, I'd like to wish KUVO a very happy 40th anniversary, and thank you for the role you've played in continuing to make our families closer.
Yes, we're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. I do want to one more time request prayer for my friend Pauletta Mosley, someone who grew up here in Denver. She had a serious stroke last night. And prayers that go out for all those that are sick and shut in. And may God have their way in their lives. Here's none other than William Becton. I threw that in to be encouraged. No matter what you're going through, God has a blessing just for you.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let them know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on,
he'll
make it all right.
Said it in his word. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be all right.
Tonight,
come on. Hey!
He is steadfast and unmovable.
you know. All you got to do is hold on. Stand now, now. Hey! Oh, Lord.
Standing on shaky ground, you have no hand to hold. Jesus said, Lord, be always, even until the end of the world. I'll be there for you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No, 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 no. No.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. And today is the day for the Colorado Black Arts Festival. And I have the privilege and honor to have Chris Hearn with me. He's going to be performing, one of the artists that is going to be performing on the F. Cosmo Harris stage right there at City Park, and we want you to come out. It starts at 12 o'clock from 12 to 6, and I'm telling you, you are going to enjoy it. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello, Miss Walker. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. I am ready for this afternoon because I'm looking forward to your performance.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me today.
Yes.
God bless you.
Well, tell me, what are you going to do? Because I know that we're doing the Gospel Train, bringing it live, the historic journey through gospel, the history of gospel music from the 1900 through the present day. So
yes.
What are you doing?
Well, I did my research, actually, when you asked us to do the music from the 30s to the 60s. And I reached all the way back to the 30s, and it was a very interesting journey in history. To travel back to the days when there was not really a lot of music in our, you know, in the black genre. There was washboards and, you know, fiddles and things like that. And I love the journey of listening to that music and traveling through the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. But just thinking, knowing that we have a 7-piece band, it was kind of tough for me to figure how we were going to play that music. So I reached all the way up to the 60s.
Right. Okay,
and some stuff that people might be more familiar with.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, we're going to sing some songs that I think people are really going to, you know already.
Right.
And we have a very powerful lineup of singers that can represent that genre of music from the 60s. And
because we're talking about James Cleveland, and are we in that era?
We're before James Cleveland,
a little bit,
and in the James Cleveland era.
Okay.
Era, yeah.
Right.
So it's really going to be more kind of a quartet sound.
Oh,
I would say.
Are we talking about Lee Williams and maybe
like that?
The Canton
Spirituals.
Spirituals.
We have them in there. I don't want to give it away.
Okay, I won't let you back.
We have a very powerful lineup of 4 songs. It's just going to have everybody clapping their hands.
Yes.
Stomping their feet.
Right.
And it'll
but
be
when
some...
you talk about that traditional music,
mm-hmm.
people are going to get up and they're going to stomp their feet and clap their hands because... That's old school. And
it's
that
old
is our
school.
Foundation of the gospel.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
and
so
we
important.
Need that.
And I think simple is better.
Yes.
When you reach back to the earlier times, nowadays, and we do music that, you know, inverted chords and really pretty complicated stuff, but when you reach back to the begin, you know, to the early days of gospel music, and that's before Walter Hawkins, you know, he's the one who transformed with Oh Happy Day and started the contemporary genre that we love so much. But this is before Walter Hawkins, and so the music was more simple. It was, I think simple is better. You know, sometimes you can relate to that, you can catch on, you can sing along.
Yes.
And have some pretty powerful singers joining us
for this. Yes, that's good,
yeah.
good. good. Mm-hmm. So how many singers? You have a choir, right?
It's not a choir. Confluence Music is a network. We've been around for about 25 years, and I've been in the group for about 20 years.
Okay.
But honestly, I can't count how many of us there is. We're all over the metro area and all over Colorado, as a matter of fact. And this network of musicians and singers, we come together probably 200 times a year.
Really?
For different events, yeah.
Wow.
And we have every genre in our group, from jazz. We're gospel singers, really. We sing at churches when we come together as guests.
Right.
But we're more of a community nonprofit organization.
Okay.
And our goal is to bring the community together through music. And we have a jazz section, blues section, rock section, Latin section that sings exclusively in Espanol. I do a little Spanish myself every now and then.
Oh, ¿cómo está?
Estoy bien, gracias, y tú.
Okay.
and then, of course, we have our gospel music.
Right.
So there's at least 50 of us, and I think I'm being conservative with that number. We can break out into five different bands simultaneously.
That's good.
If we wanted to. So
tell me, what are some of your last thoughts now that you're going to be riding on the gospel train here at the F. Cosmo Harris Gospel Stage? We're bringing it live at City Park. I know that you have done the gospel stage with me before, but this is kind of different as far as how the programming is going.
Mm-hmm.
So are there any last words that you'd like to say to the community as far as encouraging them to come out?
Well, we're just really excited about this event this year, and we're excited every year. But this year especially, I just want to say that everybody in our group is super excited. Just based on the fact that you asked us to reach back and to our roots of gospel music, and it's very inspiring music, and just knowing that you've had other groups come along and with different themes, it'll be very interesting for the public to come out and just see all the different styles of gospel music. There's such a variety of styles of music in the lineup this year. And dancers and singers and from all different styles and genres. And we're just excited to see that
We are take looking
place.
Forward to seeing you because I love to see you perform.
Oh, thank you.
Know,
you. Thank you very much.
I see you in different, you know, genres. I have seen you just step in with Daryl Walker, and he's going to be there.
Oh, yes.
And
I saw that, too.
Always
he's an old soul as well.
Yes,
so, I mean,
he
I
is.
Love singing with him because he reaches back to the spirituals.
Yes, he is.
And that's before the style that we're singing.
Right.
You know, and that's a very interesting style, the spirituals, old Negro spirituals. Very powerful stuff.
Yes.
And he's really into that with the Spirituals Network. So we'll love seeing him. And I just want to invite everybody to come on out and enjoy it and just bring the whole family. Of course, the music that we do is you can bring all the entire family, the kids, and all your neighbors, and just invite everybody out to come and have a good time. There's good food there. And
the good arts and a lot of things that's going on.
Yeah. So.
Well, I tell you, this year, the gospel stage is going to be rocking and rolling.
Yes, it is. I saw the lineup. I'm excited.
It's going to be going really good.
Yes.
That's today. That's right, this afternoon, 12 o'clock to 6. Come anytime. We're going to have chairs set up, and we're going to have a really, really good time. So we're inviting each and every one of you to come out and ride on the gospel train this afternoon. Of course, and you're going to be my brother, Chris Hearn, is going
to
be there
looking
doing
forward
his
to
thing.
It. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you all there.
God bless you.
Good morning. I am here with Deborah Walker, but I am Minister Daryl J. Walker, and we are riding on the gospel train. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My Minister Daryl Walker will be there. He's going to open the show, and he's going to close it as well. So you're going to have an opportunity to hear his ministry, and he is just wonderful, wonderful. I love him. So we expect each and every one of you to come on out at least for a little while and share in the Colorado Black Arts Festival. They have some great, great things going on, great food and some great activities. And we're going to have a great, great gospel show just for you. So if you miss going to church today, come on out and you get the flavor. And here's none other than James Fortune with The Flavor of God.
Let's do it. If you know you got favor on your life, sing this.
To know what your friends at Kuvo are up to? Sign up for the Kuvo newsletter at kuvo.org.
Life at the Vineyards includes a culinary celebration of foods from our local and talented chefs, offering an array of cuisines from Jamaica to New Orleans to Italy to our favorite Mexican dishes. Held at the beautiful event space at Balistrieri Vineyards, this is where we can enjoy great food together. Your ticket covers all the food experiences. Get your ticket today at kuvo.org.
Rendezvous in Winter Park is a Coble community that includes a variety of trailside homes designed for gathering and memory making. Mountain surroundings, including hiking trails, fishing, and outdoor recreation at Winter Park Resort. More information on Rendezvous at CobleCO.com.
There's musical gold on the YouTube channel for Kuvo Jazz. Soul singer Lee Fields dropped by recently and wowed us. First with his classic vocal style, and then with his riveting personal story. It's on Kuvo's YouTube channel, along with hundreds of videos captured at Kuvo Studios and around Colorado. Visit, like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to hit the notification bell so you don't miss a thing.
The Colorado Celebration of African American Arts and Culture
presents the 39th Annual Colorado Black Arts Festival.
Friday, July 11th through Sunday, July 13th at Denver City Park West.
It's a vibrant three-day celebration of African American arts, culture, and community.
Enjoy a weekend filled with live music, visual art, cultural storytelling, and delicious food that reflects the rich traditions of the African diaspora.
Take time to explore the festival grounds and support over 80 local artists, creatives, and Black-owned businesses in the marketplace.
For more details, go to colbaf.org.
Good morning. I am here with Deborah Walker, but I am Minister Daryl J. Walker, and we are riding on the gospel train. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I also want to let you know that Ricky O from the Latin Soul Party on Friday night here at KUVO, he is going to be DJing right there on the gospel show. So I want you to be there because he is off the chain and he knows not only Latin Soul Party, but he has been hanging with me for a long time. So we want to give some love to my brother, Ricky O. He's going to be there on the gospel stage. That's right, at the Colorado Black Arts Festival. I hope to see each and every one of you because we're going to be doing it, getting it down. And here's none other than Hezekiah Walker with Let's Dance.
Now in the world, everybody getting jiggy with it. Bad boy might say P. Diddy did it. The media really ain't trying to make it a hit. Break a gospel that ain't really legit. But on the real, if you really been following it, eat the word, seek the word, wallow in it. Praise will keep the lifelong winner in it. Now let's dance, so you'll be remembering it.
If you came to the praise party, then you can't be the same ways that you came in.
Come on.
Tell them what you want, you can have if you want to be free from sin. It's never too late.
Up tight in bondage, got you feeling like a slave and hostage. Step up, pay your dues and homage. Join the crew of the saints of God. Yeah. Now, if you wanted, it could be like that. Ain't no payment on the baby, it'd be free like that. Don't be blurring up the vision, you can see like that. Now welcome to the brotherhood. Damn.
Saturday evenings at 8, Kuvo is Smooth Jazz Denver. Connect with us and enjoy the music of a few friends like Dave Cause, Darren Ron, Boney James, Gerald Albright, and company. It's the soundtrack that flows with your weekend on Kuvo Jazz 89.
Rocky Mountain Public Media is the parent organization of Kuvo, 104.7 The Drop, and Rocky Mountain PBS. So what is public media? It's a promise to keep community first, to focus on sharing the stories of our neighbors, to talk about the difficult topics that need to be discussed, to inspire curiosity and creativity. It's made possible by the community, for the community. And it's the place where you belong. Rocky Mountain Public Media, where everyone feels seen and heard.
Ooh. It's hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
My mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should praise you through my
circumstance.
could go wrong, all went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me, I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Lord, I know you wanna see if I will hold on through these trials, but I need you to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. It's about time for us to get that train back to the station. God bless each and every one of you. I have truly, truly enjoyed being with you today. Canción Mexicano is in the house. They're coming up next. And I just want to thank each and every one of you and hope to see you out there. Please come. We got a lot of giveaways. KUVO's going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. I got some children books. Courtesy of the Colorado After School Program, Scholars Unlimited. And we're just going to have a really, really good time. And this is the time when I'm going to be passing the baton to my niece. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. We're going to go from the 1900 to the present time. And so as we leave, here's none other than, of course, God's Property by Kirk Franklin. We're going to do a little stomp our way on out of here into the park, and we'll see you there. God bless you. Remember to go with God in all of your ways, and we love you. We send love to each and every person, and you share that love with each and every person that you meet, and we're going to just have a little love party going on. God bless you.
You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete. Church up in here. Come on.
By his counsels guide, uphold you.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.